Hi, I'm Kiki.
And I'm Kemi.
And you're listening to
Your Advisors Will See You Now, a podcast that will help you to figure out all of your options for life after high school.
You're listening to Your Advisors Will See You Now podcast. I know I don't sound like Kiki or Kemi because I am not them. My name is Janae Bowens, and I have taken over. Yes, I have taken over. I'm the captain now, as that movie says. I will be interviewing them. Today, we are turning the tables on the creators, the founders, your favorite social media personalities. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well. I don't know if I can like bring that same energy. We're doing good, Janae. Thank you for being the host for today.
Yeah, thank you. It's good.
Yes, I'm so proud of you guys. And for people that don't know me, I went to Elon University with Kiki and Kemi, and we've been friends for decades now. Oh my gosh, we are old, but yeah. Also better. So that's the good thing. Mm-hmm. So you guys have had this podcast. It's going to be 2 years. What keeps you going?
I think the biggest thing that keeps us going is honestly the accountability. And I am just so thankful for having Kiki, because some days I'm like, man, I'm tired, or man, sometimes like we're creating different like emails and doing different marketing. And I'm like, I don't know if I can hang on, but I can definitely say for sure it's having Kiki as like my partner with this, because it can be rough. It can be rough some days. It really can. Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say that too. I was like, each other, just because, you know, we can come like, so we can just come to each other and be, you know, have ideas like just from our day. Like we also are advisors in real life. So it's like, we can come with things from our day. And I think what keeps us going too is like knowing that we work with students in person or, you know, remotely, but like working with people and just helping them to understand things that we didn't know back then. So I think that's another motivating factor too, just helping other people to just know better.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What are people saying? Like, what is your favorite thing or your favorite feedback that you've gotten about Your Advisors Will See You Now?
I think the most popular feedback that we hear is, I wish someone would have told me this when I was younger. And that's what we were going for. So I'm like, okay, we're hitting the target for what we intended to. So that's good. And then I guess it's, okay, what else can we do to help too? Mm-hmm. Like, what else are we maybe not, like, we'll always bounce ideas off each other. Like, well, what else should we mention this time? Or, well, what are the audience do we have as listeners, and what would they want to know about education or life after education? Or, but I think that's been the most fulfilling comment, is I wish someone would have told me this when I was younger, because that's what we were, honestly, we were complaining about it one time catching up on Zoom, and we're like, man, like, I wish someone would have told me if I did this, because we work in higher ed, and and I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. We should do a let's record this thing then. We always talk about it all the time. Let's record this thing.
Yep. So,
yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So if we could go back in time, if... Let's go on a time machine to colonnades. What would you tell Kiki and Kemi? What would you tell? Yeah, let's do like 15 years back in time. What would you say to them?
But like, girl, switch that major.
Apply scholarships. Find scholarships. Yeah, change your major. But no, I mean, like real life, though, I feel like we had an episode, I don't remember what we talked about specifically, but about like utilizing resources on college campuses better. And I think that's the main thing. Yeah. Like, we were really involved, probably overly involved, as most students and all Elon students are. But, you know, I think we were talking about like utilizing career services a lot better, because, you know, with like resumes and networking, just getting out of our comfort zone a lot more. Cause I would say Kemi and I are both like a little bit introverted. I would say we're introverted. Yeah. So I think we thought we could probably navigate it on our own, or like watching other people. But I really think I would have told myself, like, get out of your comfort zone, like go to events other than the ones that I was already involved in or leading, you know, go to networking events and go to the career center and just be vulnerable and be like, I just need help. Like, I don't know what I'm doing here. So honestly, I would tell past Kiki. Yeah, get up and go to something that's like just different than what you're used to doing. That's meeting new people. Like I said, you know, just developing myself a little bit better back then for the future.
Do it scared.
Yeah.
Do it scared. Mm-hmm. And still, that's still a mantra that we can use right now.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Kiki. Like, I think you kind of just nailed it on the head. I wish I would have stepped out of my comfort zone. I should have asked anyway. I thought that the Career Center just helped resumes, and that was it. I didn't know that you could have more conversations with them about trying to, like, look for the job search right afterwards or look for internships. I wish I would have really plugged into that office. Something that I always tell students, like, to on the podcast and even just my regular students that I talk with, I'm like, if you want to get participation points, if you want to really get connections, you want to really stand out, at least answer two questions each class. Raise your hand twice and ask a question or answer a question two times each class. It'll make you stand out that easy. And then maybe once a month, even if you don't really have a question about the class, just check in with the professor and say, hey, how are you doing today? I just wanted to pick your brain. How'd you get to where you are now? I'm really interested in doing something, 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 something. Do you know of any internships or anybody that you know? Like, that's just so simple for how to set up how to network versus when you're out of college and you don't have your little spunky youth behind you if you're trying to acquire knowledge. Now that you're an adult, it's kind of like, hey, do you work for this company? Can you get an in for me? And they're like, I don't know you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like they give you, when you're younger and you ask those questions and you really put yourself out there, it can be so rewarding. I've seen so many students get scholarships and these internships and jobs after internships just because they just kept showing up. Went to webinars, were shaking hands with the person afterwards, even if it wasn't even aligned with what their specific major was. And there was just so many opportunities to grasp that I didn't see were so easy. That's what I wish.
I'm going to say too, just a quick thing. I feel like I've shared it before, but like going to class is not enough. You're right. Like you have to participate. You got to speak up, like talk to your instructor because real life event. I was applying to grad school and I asked a professor for a recommendation letter. And I was like in his class and I did well in the class, but I'll be honest. Like I think I got an A or a B, but I didn't go to the class very often because we didn't have to. It was like a very like out in the field kind of class, but I also studied abroad with him. So I was like, oh, you know, I know this professor. And when I asked him for a letter, he was like, I don't really know you that well. He said no. And I was like, well, dang. But I mean, looking back, I'm like, yeah, you're right. You don't really know me that well. Like outside of like quick things academically, you don't really know me. And so absolutely what Kimmy said, talk to your professors. Like they're not scary. Like you have to make that connection to break that barrier. Like Janae said, like do it scared. You know, like just talk. Even if it's wrong, just say it. Because somebody will correct you politely. But I wholeheartedly agree. Just talk to your professors and get to know them. Like that's what they're there for. They want to know you and you want to know them.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Two things. You guys said gave some really great advice. I still use the Career Center. Okay, I am 10 years out, but anytime that I'm applying to a job, oh, I definitely call. Can y'all look at my resume? Give me some advice. Mm-hmm. And they do pretty quickly too. So that's a great benefit for Elon University. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all still paying your loans anyway, so you might as well get all you can get. Okay.
Right. No, you're right.
And I do. And
like, don't tell me that because I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe I should.
You should. Because it's a great service available. Not only to students, but alum as well.
Right.
And, you know, I love Elon. Elon was great. If I could do it all over again, I would choose Elon again, but I would have paid for it differently. That would be my biggest difference. And then secondly, Jana Anderson, shout out to her. She was one of my journalism professors. Yeah. Still talk to her to this day. I am almost 32 years old. Still DM her on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Jana Anderson, I would not have had my internship in New York City at NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams. I mean, I would, and it wasn't like that. I would be in her office all the time. No, we just chit-chatted. I asked her how I can improve, and she really encouraged me. Like, I would not be a journalist if it wasn't for her. I can truthfully say that. She's like, Janae, you have a gift. Like, you got to keep going. You need to enhance this. You need to get better at grammar. You need to do this. And she's the reason why I got that internship, and I've as I've gone to different jobs, I've gotten her advice. Like, what do you think about this? And she's connected me to people even now, years later. So I echo what both Kiki and Kemi say. And I'm evidence of that. I'm evidence of having good relationships with your professors. Wonderful. Wonderful. My next question, what have you guys learned about yourselves by doing this podcast and the social media and everything you guys do?
Man, I think I would say, like, I feel like for both of us, I've learned about both of us, like myself, but both of us, like, we are creative. And something that Kemi and I always say, like, when you're in your career field, and again, like, Kemi was a psychology major. I'm speaking for you too, but sorry. Kemi was a psychology major. I was a political science major. And we don't necessarily, like, we don't think we use those degrees. Like, I'm sure Kemi uses psychology every day. And in some way, like, I have to be, like, a diplomat, you know, diplomatic sometimes. But we kind of always say, like, we don't feel like we have any, like, what are other skills that we have? Like, what are transferable skills? But, like, literally, we sit here every week and we make a podcast, first of all. Like, we have no, like, we just get on here and talk. We interview people. Like, we don't, no one taught us how to do that. We just do what comes to us. And I think, like, too, like, Kemi is a social media queen for our podcast. Like, you see her on there and she's really, like, learned how to do, like, Instagram and TikTok. And I'm like, okay, well, that's, like, Kemi's wheelhouse. I'm feel like I'm better at, like, the marketing. So, like,
writing
emails, like,
I always have you right.
Yeah, like, the writing part. And so I'm like, we brought these two things together that we really, like, we literally, again, we just do it. We're like, okay, what are you going to do today? What are you going to do this week? And we just do them. So I feel like we have learned, like, how creative we are. Like, we all have creativity inside of us. Just, like, how do you pull that out? And I feel like this podcast has allowed us to be really creative in ways that we didn't know. And I feel like this is just the beginning of it. Like, you hear us on the podcast and you see Kemi on Instagram and people, you know, get emails from us. And I'm, you know, I'm like, but there's so much more that we can do because, like, we're doing these things, like, by the grace of God, honestly. Like, we pray every time we record, we're like, God, like, give us some inspiration or insight. And he answers the prayers every time because we're out here, like Janae said at the beginning, like, we're out here doing this, like, 2 years later with really no, like, one guiding, like, no one but God, right, is really guiding us through this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we're like, more creative and more resourceful than we think we are. That's what I've learned for myself, at least. I think for Kemi, too, like, just seeing what we both do and what she does. I'm like, wow, we out here doing this for real. So.
Yeah, I think. Sorry, what was the question again? Because I was like, I feel like I'm going to answer something else you didn't ask.
What have you learned about yourself doing all of the things that you all are doing? Podcasts, social media, you know, reaching out to schools and students.
Yeah, I think it goes back to what you said, Kiki, about being resourceful. Because a lot of the things we kind of just end up teaching ourselves versus, I guess I'm just so used to sitting in a class, learning something, not just taking it up on my own and learning it that way. But we did learn a lot of skills, man, because we're like, we got to save some money. So we got to learn to do the email, like pushing the emails out. We got to learn to do the social media and just, yeah, doing a lot of our research too ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Like, there is a lot of little things that go behind the scenes of a podcast. Some people think we just, you know, plug our mics in and just start from there. But it's like, no, guys, we have, like, long meetings. We're like, how are we going to format this? How are our episodes right. going to go? How many minutes should they be? Who's our target audience? Well, let's look at our little bit of our analytics. It's mostly this one. They love this episode. Maybe we should do more about this episode. Let's do research more into this topic so we can make sure we're educating in the appropriate way. Should we add on a music portion to this? Should we do this? Well, what should we do? Like, there's so many different things that are behind the scenes. Shout out to Warren, because Warren edits the podcast. I don't touch that yet.
Shout out to Warren.
Warren's part of the team, too. Like, shout out to him, because, you know, like, he's not, you don't hear his voice, but he does this every single week. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him for that. But there's just so many other little pieces that go into a podcast and trying to get it out there. And I think I'm just proud of us even getting listeners, you know, like when we go back through some of our episodes and after you're pushing out the emails, Kiki, and I'm doing like a quick old TikTok or something like that, I can definitely see people going and reaching out and looking at the different episodes that will help them. And I think that really just, it kind of gives us more of a boost to do what we do too. So right. That's really good.
Proud of you guys. I really am. I mean, the way that we did this episode, I was just telling them so many people start things. They only last for maybe a few weeks, a few months. Like they are going on 2 years. That's something to celebrate. And it really is amazing. And I know you guys have helped so many people. What's next? What is next?
Well, it's like going through our repertoire of our long list of things
exactly.
that we're still trying to push.
Yeah.
Something we talked about is pushing out merch again, but something we'd really would like to do, and God willing, would be like maybe a virtual workshop so we can get people to register and really just help students. We'll have to look at what's the need for our audience, but maybe it would be helping them to decide what major they want to do, what field they want to go into. Then, okay, well, what's the most affordable way you can go into it? And helping them analyze the return of their investment, because you don't need to necessarily go to a 4-year school for certain careers. Or if you do, then maybe you can go to community college first, or you can go do this other program first. So the main thing that I feel like is a big, big underlining thing is we want people to not be in as much student loan debt. So I know that will probably be part of the workshop, but that's something that we were thinking about. Workshop, maybe selling some other products. Am I missing anything, Kiki?
No, that's really, the workshops and, I guess like some modules that people can go through. We made like an ebook maybe down the line. So we have a lot of great ideas. We're just, waiting to formulate them. So that's what's next. Kemi said it well. Yeah.
Yep. Nice. Y'all be sure to follow your advisors. We'll see you now on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. I officially am done hijacking their podcast. But before I go, again, my name is Janae Bowens. Feel free to follow me on Instagram or TikTok or both. Capitol Hill Bestie is the name of my brand, and I'm just on there teaching you short and simple lessons about the government and politics. I think us as American citizens, we have so much power, but we don't use it because we don't know how things work. So I'm just trying to, teach and inform and make sure you guys know the power that you have. So feel free to follow me on Instagram and TikTok. That's Capitol Hill Bestie.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the latest episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages and check out our website. Take a look at the show notes below.
And please make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. Also, show us some love and please leave a 5-star review. Catch you next time.
See ya.